This is Fresh Air. Dinah Mengistu was born in Ethiopia, and his novels, all of them chosen as New York Times notable books, deal with issues of immigration, race, and displacement. Our book critic Maureen Corrigan says Mengistu's latest novel, called Someone Like Us, is another standout. Here's her review.
There's a recurring fantasy running through Dinah Mengistu's new novel called Someone Like Us. It's a fantasy about a word-of-mouth, nationwide network of taxi cabs that would come to the aid of immigrants, migrants, refugees, anyone who was in the wrong place and needed to be somewhere else but didn't know how to get there. The drivers would be immigrants themselves and therefore more trustworthy to their nervous passengers. The character who cooks up the idea for this taxi service is named Samuel. He's a taxi driver and an immigrant from Ethiopia who lived, most recently, in the suburbs of Washington, D.C. Samuel is also the absent center of this story, given that he's just died when the novel opens. Our narrator, an Ethiopian-American journalist named Mamouche, has flown in from his home in Paris to visit Samuel. Mamouche tells us, "I'd known for years that Samuel was my father, but neither he nor my mother had ever expected me to treat him as such." Samuel and Mamouche's mother grew up together in Ethiopia and share a long history, most of it muffled in silence. Given that Mamouche missed his reunion with Samuel by only a few hours, a melancholy atmosphere of too lateness hangs over this novel, like exhaust fumes from that imaginary rescue fleet of taxi cabs. I love the way Mengistu writes, beginning with his stunning 2007 debut novel, The Beautiful Things That Heaven Bears. He's given voice to characters engulfed in their own solitude. I also sometimes feel frustrated with how Mengistu writes, specifically with how this novel keeps reminding readers of the near impossibility of breaking out of the same old mold when it comes to telling immigrant stories. Ironically, Mengistu's own ingenuity and eloquence as a writer show at least one way to do so. In Someone Like Us, Mengistu has wedded his signature postmodern musings about the imprisoning limits of narrative to a chronologically scrambled but traditional searching for origins tale. After Mamouche arrives at his mother's home and learns that Samuel, whom he hasn't seen in almost 5 years, has died, Mamouche begins doing what journalists do. Interviewing people and digging up court records, there's even a moment, a kind of tongue-in-cheek homage to many a mystery novel, when Mamouche discovers a secret room of sorts where Samuel has left behind an autobiographical manuscript for Mamouche's eyes only. Why all this urgency to uncover Samuel's history? Like his characters, Mengistu prefers silence over explanations, oblique rather than direct talk. But we readers can draw some inferences. Mamouche, as his wife Hannah tells him, is drifting, and like Samuel, he struggled with the demons of addiction. Perhaps knowing more about the backstory his mother and Samuel share would help anchor him. Fear and grief may also be propelling Mamouche's desire for reconnection. He and Hannah have a young son who's developed severe disabilities. Here's how Mamouche describes their life in Paris. "Hannah and I had only recently come to the table of adult-sized problems laid out specifically for us. In doing so, we had learned to stop asking ourselves if we were living the lives we had imagined, if we were happy with who we had become, whom we had married. Our jobs grew dull, our rent went up. but it was only after our son was born that we understood the possible scale of things to worry about, lying in wait. At one point, early in the story, Mamouche recalls how Samuel used to signal the start of conversations by saying the word play in Amharic, an invitation to play with words. That's what Mengistu does here, slipping from present to past, reality to dream, within the space of single sentences. Mengistu also plays with other forms, most strikingly with photographs included in these pages that he's taken from his own life, suggesting there may be a trace of autofiction in this novel. In Someone Like Us, Mengistu has written a most idiosyncratic American immigrant novel, a genre that's been available to generations and to recent arrivals from every point on the globe. All the resonant tropes are here, the crowded apartments and the random acts of nativist violence. But by altering the reader's vantage points, Mengistu ultimately turns the story back onto us and the control we think we have over the story of our own lives.
Maureen Corrigan is a professor of literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Someone Like Us by Danao Mengistu. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, as the war between Israel and Hamas, which is based in Gaza, continues, the conflict between Israel and Hezbollah, which is based in Lebanon, is escalating. We'll talk with Dexter Filkins of The New Yorker about his reporting trip to an area of Lebanon controlled by Hezbollah fighters, meeting with a Hezbollah commander, and why this conflict could draw in Iran and the U.S. I hope you'll join us. To keep up with what's on our show and get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Henry Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Teresa Madden, Thea Challoner, Susan Yakundi, and Joel Wolfram. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. Our co-host is Tanya Mosley. I'm Terry Gross.